Julian yelled, "What does she mean we cannot negotiate? It is my sister that thing holds in its talons."
Octavius interjected,
"Primus, calm yourself. You know Eliana's reasons."
"I know, sire, but there must be something we can do."
Elia continued without answering Julian's question.
"Sire, Eliana also wishes me to tell you that you cannot reveal yourself to the serpent, let alone surrender yourself to it."
Octavius growled his frustration and kicked at a stool. Just then, Eliana released a frightening cry, which was loud enough to be heard even by those in the tower. Aethon became alarmed and ran to the fenestration to ask Elia what was happening to Eliana.
Elia replied, "My prince, it appears that whatever had distracted the serpent from her no longer does."
Just as Elia finished her sentence, Irania turned toward the tower and called the king. She said,
"Sire, the serpent will not release our sister unless we let it speak with you. It believes you are one of the Luxori it has been searching for. But as Elia has told you, Eliana has instructed me, actually demanded, that I not let you interact with it. And I must admit that I agree with her."
A dreadful silence crushed everyone as the king considered the situation, and everyone hoped against logic that he would decide what was right. When the king finally came to a decision, he straightened his back and spoke with a commanding, resolute tone.
"I will not let anyone die for me in this way, and it is certain that Juliana will if we refuse the serpent's request. If we accept, she will live, while my fate is uncertain. But I am ready to bet that it will not kill me. And if it should take me, you can always come rest."
Before the king could finish his sentence, the most dreadful
"No!"
rose from 5 Lux Baiule.
The serpent was now above the grounds, and after releasing another angry cry, it hurled Juliana onto the marbled ground in front of the palace. Laranus Lux Baiula, who was on the northern side of the North Gate Tower, tried to form a shield around the woman, but reacted too late, and Juliana hit the ground with the sickening sound of crushed bones and splattering blood. A gut-wrenching howl rose from Primus Julian when he saw what had happened. Incredibly, he jumped out the skylight of the lower level, which was still several meters from the ground, and ignoring the sound of fracturing bone in his tibia, got up and ran toward his sister. There, he kneeled by her limp body, which was disfigured by awkwardly bent legs and a crushed skull. At first, he did not seem to notice the condition of his sister's face, and he caressed it, unaware of the blood and splinters of bone sticking out through the flesh. Then something happened, and he cried out in abject rage, turning a face contorted by hate toward Eliana, and by incomprehension toward the king. Eliana did not see, could not see, but the king did, and he repressed the feelings of guilt and anger which risked overwhelming him as he took in the scene and turned a tortured face toward Eliana. As for the serpent, it shrieked in response, then spoke again, addressing itself to both Irania and Eliana in its strange, echoing voice.
"Sisters, know that the next time I return, you will all fall should you try to resist me. You have witnessed my strength. It has grown in the short time since I first met the one of you, and it will continue to do so with every village and town I dispatch until we meet again. The next time, you will give me what I want."
With that, it turned around and with one final shriek, flew away, heading west.